Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who really stay involved, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. At 77 years of age, the old stockyards guy's never been much of a protester, but once in a while, a person simply has no choice. Last week was one of those times. South Dakota Corn Growers Association proudly led the charge in telling the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, just how angry are South Dakota farmers with his lack of action on E15. That's right. On June 13th, South Dakota Corn Growers, Growth Energy, POET, American Coalition for Ethanol, and South Dakota Ethanol Producers Association hosted a tractor rally, and on very short notice, nearly 250 people attended. You know, that's not a great day when tractors that would normally be in the field take to the streets of Sioux Falls because things have really gone awry in Washington, D.C. I've emceed for many events over the past 45 years. I do not exaggerate when I say that we had four very powerful speakers with a much-needed message. Troy Connect, President of the South Dakota Corn Growers. Kent Peterson, Assistant Majority Whip in the South Dakota House of Representatives, Doug Bourbon, President of Corporate Affairs POET, and Dusty Johnson, Republican candidate for South Dakota's congressional race, were truly on point. South Dakota farmers are more than upset with Pruitt's obvious disconnect from President Trump's agenda, which is to take action in support of E15. The next step is in Pruitt's court, and he's not doing what was promised by his boss. Well, let me tell you what, if he didn't get the message while he was in South Dakota, it's because he didn't want to hear the truth. This rally had over 600 media, and the event played all over the United States with a strong message being this: EPA Administrator Pruitt's decisions and actions to slam his personal bias down our food producers' throats is catching up with him, and the American farmer who heavily supported President Trump is not going to quietly sit back and take it. President Trump promised action on E15. It's time for him to back up those promises by jumping all over Scott Pruitt. Hey, Pruitt works for him. Simple as that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe and thanks for what you do.